Hi everyone, this is Rick and Cheryl Butler from Atlanta Performance Volleyball, and we wanted to discuss with you two of our programs that we're going to be starting for the 2022-23 club season. The first one is the Future Stars program for junior high age players, and our other one is the Gold Medal Project, which we started this past season and will continue to do, and that is for high school age athletes.
I think the first thing we want to try to cover is some of the issues right now within the club volleyball world and why we've decided to go a different route than what would be normally looked at as the traditional model. The first one is there's, in our opinion, and this is after doing this for 40 years, and we've had a lot of success with our club in Illinois, the Sports Performance Volleyball Club that we founded. A lot of the issues right now within the junior community are we have kids who play way too much volleyball and they practice way too little. And so there's a lot of issues along that line. Also, it creates a lot of specialization at early ages, which is damaging to kids' long-term ability to become well-rounded players. And also, there's a lot of injury issues as well, because there's so much play now on these hard courts in convention center settings with concrete basically underneath a sport court. So there's a lot of issues right now with the way that we're developing young volleyball players. And so we really are looking at basically throwing the model away and trying to start in it and look in a different direction. And ours is going to be a training academy model. The Gold Medal Project is going to be geared towards talented athletes who have the physical tools to play at the collegiate level, have the desire to play at the collegiate level, and then we're going to provide the training on a year-round basis. And by year-round basis, we mean that the program will be in place for kids to be involved year-round. It won't take them away from their high school programs, but it will work within the setting of high school as well as over the summer and also during the club season. I mean, one of the things that we've seen over the last 5 years from being in Atlanta is there's a lot of really talented athletes in the Atlanta area. The skill level, though, is an area where we think we can make a big improvement, where kids can continue to get a lot better. And ultimately, your skill level is what attracts college coaches to you. And this Gold Medal Project will be a 100% college prep program. I mean, you'll have to either try out for it or be invited into it. We're not going to ask kids to come into it who aren't talented and who aren't gifted and who won't see the benefits of the training. And the schedule basically goes, the way it goes year-round is, you know, the club season normally runs from November through into June. And so we're going to train in a different model, though. Everybody in the Gold Medal Project will be training together. Players will spend probably, you know, 35 to 40% of their time on their position training as well, because we understand that in most clubs, you just join a team. If you have a good coach, then maybe you're getting good coaching. If you don't have a good coach, maybe you're not getting good coaching. But one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to focus on player development, because player development is going to be the most important thing to prep kids to play at the college level, because college coaches are looking for somebody that they can recruit, take out of any team or any program, and have that player fit into another team. And so a lot of the work that we will be doing on a regular basis will be position work. So regardless of your age, whether you're a freshman or a sophomore or a junior or a senior, if you're a setter, you're going to be training in a system that's developed over 50, over 125 Division I setters and over 50 All-Americans, and so All-American honors. So one of the things that we think is going to be really important in this model is that allowing players to accelerate their growth at a much, much faster pace, because they're going to be working on individual skills at a lot higher rate than they would in a normal club setting. We're going to play a lot less. It's not that we're not going to play, but we're going to focus on developing skill at a very high level. We'll still play at the most competitive level possible, but we really want to develop talent. We want players to be highly skilled in all areas. The Gold Medal Project will be all kids who have the potential that we've deemed have the potential, physical potential and physical tools to play at the collegiate level, and then we're going to provide the training. And I think that's going to be one of the most important things. So it's not if you're on a first team or second team or third team. We're going to train everybody exactly the same. Regardless if you're 15 or 16 or 17 or 18, you're going to get the exact same training. You're going to get the same coaches who train you on a day-in and day-out basis. And the year schedule looks like November through June will be normal training. There'll be probably 2 days of physical training as well. In July, there will be a two-week training camp along with physical development. You'll have a year-round physical training program that you'll be involved in. And then in September and October, August and September, you'll be heavily involved in physical training. There'll be no volleyball training through the Gold Medal Project. And then in October, you'll come back in for just weekend skill training. We call that soft training. It won't conflict with what you do in high school. But we think that, you know, after being in Atlanta for 5 years, that we have the ability to provide a much, much higher level of skill if we have access to the players on a regular basis. And we don't want to interfere with what goes on at the high school level. But we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years when kids leave at the end of June and they come back in November, it's extremely difficult to get kids back to a point where they're continually improving at a regular basis. So that's going to be one of the things. And Cheryl, you and I have talked about a lot about just, you know, the challenges of after being in Illinois with the sports performance program and winning, you know, 98 national championships, the challenges that we face down here as far as skill development. And, you know, the athletic ability is here, a lot of talented kids, but we can develop a much, much better volleyball player if we focus on a training academy model as opposed to a club system model where people just go on a team and they actually play more than they practice. So if they have bad habits, they play a lot with those bad habits. They have deep muscle memory that's embedded, which if it's not great muscle memory, then the skills aren't at a high level. And also with, you know, just the ability to practice a lot more and play less, especially early on, you know, we have the ability to really advance skills, I think, at a pretty high level.
Yeah, and I think, too, this program will allow us to find the kids that can fit into the program and then as well as see them on a regular basis throughout the year and keep them motivated and, catch them up a little bit, because some of the kids that come into our program currently, you know, they need a lot of hours to put in to catch up to some of the kids from other parts of the country that have been doing it for a lot longer. So this program allows us to kind of, you know, fast pace that process.
Yeah, and I think part of it is that we, you know, like when we have kids in Illinois who start in our youth academy, you know, they have 10 or 11 years in our club, and, you know, they just have so many more hundreds of hours than a lot of the kids here we have. And so one of the things that we want to focus on is we want to focus on the ability for these players to become highly skilled players at all levels. And, you know, from the Gold Medal Project, which is the high school level, to the Future Stars program, you know, which will be, you know, we're gonna avoid other than maybe some of the setting positions and maybe the libero position in eighth grade, we're gonna avoid specialization so these kids can develop all around skill. I mean, we always say that the specialization is the enemy of greatness, because the more you specialize at an early age, then the fewer all-around skills that kids have. Another thing that's going to happen within this model, this Future Stars and also this Gold Medal Project, is it's going to be a lot less expensive. I mean, we've talked to parents down here and all over the country that spend, you know, they spend $15,000, $20,000 a year between club dues and traveling all over the country to these tournaments, even when kids don't have a high level of skill. And for us, you know, the skill development is going to be extremely important, because college coaches recruit you not because of the team that you're on, but because of the skill level that you have. And, you know, we're really big on the physical side of it as well. You know, we want kids to jump high. We want kids to be able to be strong in the weight room. We want kids to understand that if you go to a collegiate program, especially if you go to a Division I program, you know, your first 16 weeks at a Division I program, you're going to be going 6 and 7 days a week. You know, a lot of times kids, they'll practice a couple days a week, play a ton of tournaments, but they don't train, they don't practice regularly on a regular basis. And so we want to flip that model. And, you know, we think that, you know, the Gold Medal Project, which is going to be cost-wise, it's going to be $300 a month, 12 months a year, which will include all practice time, all weightlifting time, all tournament entry fees. The only thing it won't include would be apparel or, you know, travel expenses. You know, that's going to allow these kids to not only budget their financial resources, but spend far more time in an environment where their priority is going to be their own development, as opposed to maybe going to a tournament where they might not get to play a lot, or, you know, they might be a hitter that, you know, is a third or fourth or fifth option on a team. They don't get to hit the ball nearly as much, whereas in the practice gym, everybody gets the same number of reps. Everybody gets the same amount of training. And then, you know, we go from there. And this system, this model has trained, you know, thousands and thousands of athletes. It's been the most successful junior model in the history of this country. And, you know, we think that, you know, if we can get the right kids, and again, we're going to select kids who have the ability. We're not going to ask kids to come into this who don't have that ability. We think the future is going to be really bright for those kids.
Right. I'm excited about the Future Stars program being added, because I think that's just going to allow us to find kids at a younger age and give them an opportunity to kind of mold them into that next step of the gold medal program. So I think the Future Stars program is just a great way for us to get younger kids who are, you know, top level eighth graders, you know, maybe seventh graders or whatever the situation is, a starting point for them to kind of say, yeah, I want to play in college, and these are going to be the steps I need to take over the next 5 or 6 years to do that.
Yeah, and you know, in our program in Chicago, the Sports Performance Program, which, you know, this is our last year there. We're going to be in Atlanta full-time next year. You know, we regularly send 35 to 40 kids to college every year, and we've had, you know, dozens and dozens of collegiate All-Americans. We've had, you know, about 1,200 alums, boys and girls, who have gone on and played collegiate volleyball. And, you know, we're going to pick kids who have good athletic ability. We can teach volleyball skills. I think we teach volleyball skills as good or better than anybody in the country. I think our track record would say that. I mean, traditionally at nationals every year, you know, we have the most successful record of any of the big clubs, you know, the winning record in terms of how our kids do, you know, in terms of being successful in all the different age groups and different divisions. But we think this is something that's going to be a game changer for APVB. It's also going to be a much different model in terms of affordability. It's going to be a lot less expensive. It's going to be directly geared towards player development. You know, as the players get better, we will obviously adjust the competition schedule as well. But, you know, the Future Stars program will be a 10-month program, and, you know, the Gold Medal Project will be a 12-month program. The Future Stars program will, you know, the kids will go from October, they'll have weekend training. November through June, we'll have their normal season of training and competition. You know, July, we'll have a training camp as well for these kids, which we have with the older kids as well. And then they'll have August and they'll have September off. And so, you know, they've got those 2 months off. And again, we understand the concept of training cycles. So this isn't like these kids aren't going to be doing the same thing year-round all the time. But a lot of the kids here, we understand now after being around this for the last 4 or 5 years, that they're going to benefit so much more if they're regularly, if the older kids are regularly in the weight room lifting, improving their jumps, making themselves stronger, you know, developing coordination, agility, you know, physicality, and also have the time to just touch the ball in a technical manner a lot more. You know, kids that need to pass, play defense, you know, just more contacts in that area. Middle blockers to be technically sound in all their footwork and all their attack routes. Setters need, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of contacts over the course of their career. And so we're going to spend so much more time on individual player development, as opposed to when you practice a couple days a week or 3 days a week, you spend so much time trying to get your team ready to go off and try to win a tournament that you let the development of fundamental skills, you know, that becomes secondary to the goal. And the only people who suffer in that are all the kids, you know, all the kids who are there to become better players. Now the focus has been just on the team. And we think that if we have a lot of good players, we're going to be able to develop good teams. But our number one priority, absolutely first and foremost, is going to be player development. And we're going to put every ounce of energy we have into developing players. Within that model, we're going to have competition with our own gym. We're going to have good positions so kids can play on teams. But first and foremost, it's going to be player development.
And I think, too, from where we started, you know, five years ago, we walked into the APVB gym, you know, the skill level of our players now, 5 years later, is so much different. I mean, the environment's different. The skill level's different. So the kids that have been in our program for 3 or 4 years now that they, you know, with the training, they have improved so much. So our gym culture is just completely different. And, you know, I think that's going to continue to grow within these two programs.
Yeah, and I think most important is we want to professionalize the environment. We don't want it to be this team or this team or this team. We want to professionalize the environment. We want every, you know, if you're selected to be in the Gold Medal Project, or you're selected to be in the Future Stars program, you know, and you're one of 5 or 10 setters, you're all going to get, every day, you're going to get the same work. you know, if you're an outside hitter, you're going to get the same work. If you're a Libro DS, you're going to get the same work. Every position is going to get the same training. You know, you're not going to be at the mercy of a good coach, bad coach, you know, what team you're on, what court you're on. You're going to get the same. You're going to get the same work and the same effort from the staff. And then from there, you know, we can select kids for the right opportunities for them for competition and for, you know, team development, things like that. But our focus first and foremost, and after being here for 4 or 5 years, it's blatantly clear, is we want to develop more high-quality players. With more high-quality players come better teams, much more competitive teams. The kids are fighting in a more competitive environment in practice to be on the higher teams. It's just a great all-around environment. It's a college prep environment 100%, because everything kids have to do to get ready to go play at the highest level in college is what we're going to do in our gym, because we've been doing it for the last 40 years.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this summer we're going to be offering the 2-week training program in July. So I think that's a great opportunity for us to, you know, have people who are interested attend it, and we can evaluate them and kind of guide them, because we have so many different levels within our program, you know, for every age group, every skill ability, but it will allow us to kind of get a 2-week look at these kids and see who's going to be able to move into these two programs.
Yeah, so. And we're going to run, what we're going to do is we have a series of camps for a couple weeks here in July, but in the evening we're going to run our Gold Medal Project camps and our Future Stars camps. And so kids who would like to be evaluated for the Gold Medal Project, for the Future Stars, you know, they'll come to the evening sessions. It'll be 5 days a week for 2 weeks. It'll be 3 hours in the evening. So it's 30 hours of training and development. And if you want to know what we're all about, you know, then come to, you know, at a, we think it's reasonably priced, but, you know, it's much more than a sampling or much more than a taste of what we have to offer. You know, then come to those 2 weeks of evening training, and, you know, we'll sell ourselves on that. If you feel like that we're the right program for you, and we feel like you're the right athlete for us, you know, then, you know, it might be a great fit. But, you know, we're trying to give everybody a chance to come in just two weeks in the evenings, Monday through Friday, and then you have the ability to see exactly what we want to offer, because we think we can train anybody at the highest level better than anybody else. I think our record proves that, and, you know, we're excited to get started. So we hope that we get to see all of you, and, you know, if you want more information, you can go to our website at...
It's atlantapvb.com, or you can reach out to me. My email is Cheryl, which is Cheryl at greatlakescenter.com. And we look forward to seeing you or hearing from you.
Thanks, everybody.